Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Representative Harriet Hageman tackles ad industry alleged censorship, promotes Wyoming energy. During an interview on Wake Up Wyoming on Wednesday morning, Congresswoman Harriet Hageman highlighted work she has done during her tenure in Washington. Hageman discussed targeting what she calls censorship by the World Federation of Advertisers, Global Alliance for Responsible Media, or GARM. She said the group, which controlled roughly $1 trillion in ad spending, pushed advertisers to avoid conservative media, including outlets like Breitbart, Daily Wire, and Fox News. Hageman approached Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio, spurring an investigation that led to depositions from GARM leaders on Capitol Hill.
And so we held, we did a very thorough investigation. We brought in the guy who runs GARM, did a sworn deposition. He spilled the beans on a lot of stuff. And then we had a hearing with the folks involved with GARM. Within 1 week, one of those people who ran the M Company, which they controlled well over $1 billion in advertising, he was fired. And within just a couple of weeks, they had completely disbanded GARM. Because what we pointed out was that they were violating the antitrust laws.
Hageman continues oversight work, tackling issues from media censorship to defending Wyoming's energy sector. She's aligned with Governor Mark Gordon supporting the state's coal, oil, and uranium industries amid growing energy demand. She recently joined Senators Mitt Romney and Mike Lee of Utah in filing an amicus brief, the lawsuit which she and Governor Gordon say is essential to states' rights over what to do with federal lands. Hageman's work underscores her commitment to both state and federal issues critical to Wyoming's economy and governance. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.